And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of October. Today is the birthday of Rich Roll, born on this day in 1966. Rich Roll is a vegan, ultra-endurance athlete, and full-time wellness and plant-based nutrition advocate, popular public speaker, husband, father of four, and inspiration to people worldwide as a transformative example of courageous and healthy living. At the age of 40, and after years of struggling with drugs, alcohol, and unhealthy living, Rich dedicated his diet to plants and his body to purposeful action. Just 2 years later, he began clocking top finishes at Ultraman World Championships and leading a community of others looking to transform their lives. Rich continues this journey today with his chart-topping podcast and best-selling books. The publication of Rewilding Our Hearts, Building Pathways of Compassion and Coexistence by Mark Beckoff was on this day in 2014. In wildlife conservation, rewilding refers to restoring habitats and creating corridors between preserved lands to allow declining populations to rebound. Mark Beckoff, one of the world's leading animal experts and activists, here applies rewilding to human attitudes. Rewilding Our Hearts invites readers to do the essential work of becoming re-enchanted with the world, acting from the inside out and dissolving false boundaries to truly connect with both nature and themselves. And the publication of Why Vegan? Eating Ethically by Peter Singer was on this day in 2020. Even before the publication of his seminal Animal Liberation in 1975, Peter Singer, one of the greatest moral philosophers of our time, unflinchingly challenged the ethics of eating animals. Now, in Why Vegan?, Singer brings together the most consequential essays of his career to make this devastating case against our failure to confront what we are doing to animals, to public health, and to our planet. From his 1973 Manifesto for Animal Liberation to his personal account of becoming a vegetarian, to investigating the impact of meat on global warming, Singer traces the historical arc of the animal rights, vegetarian, and vegan movements from their embryonic days to today, when climate change and global pandemics threaten the very existence of humans and animals alike. In his introduction and in The Two Dark Sides of COVID-19, co-written by Paola Cavalieri, Singer exorates the appalling health hazards of Chinese wet markets, where thousands of animals endure almost endless brutality and suffering, but also reminds Westerners that they cannot blame China alone without also acknowledging the perils of our own factory farms, where unimaginably overcrowded sheds create the ideal environment for viruses to mutate and multiply. Spanning more than five decades of writing on the systemic mistreatment of animals, Why Vegan features a topical new introduction, along with nine other essays, including An Ethical Way of Treating Chickens, which opens our eyes to the lives of the birds who end up on so many plates and to the lives of their parents. If Fish Could Scream, an essay exposing the utter indifference of commercial fishing practices to the experiences of the sentient beings they scoop from the oceans in such unimaginably vast numbers. The Case for Going Vegan, in which Singer assembles his most powerful case for boycotting the animal production industry. And most recently, in the introduction to this book and in The Two Dark Sides of COVID-19, Singer points to a new reason for avoiding meat, the role eating animals has played and will play in pandemics, past, present, and future. Singer asserts that human tyranny over animals is a wrong comparable to racism and sexism. The book ultimately becomes an urgent call to reframe our lives in order to redeem ourselves and alter the calamitous trajectory of our imperiled planet. And here is Proverbs 12:10. The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that what we do to animals always has impacts on humans as well.